Welcome to Wrestling Off the Handle.
What's up, man?
I'm great, man. No, what's the sound effect?
Which one?
Yours.
What's up, bitches? That's what it is.
All right, that's better.
I'm fucking exhausted. I'm tired.
Long week, brother?
No, long night.
Rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
Sounds like a good night.
You know what's funny, though? I didn't drink nothing. Just kept it simple, hanging out. Everybody knows. Very late, but a lot of fun. It's one of those nights like you don't have to do dumb shit to have fun.
I don't know about that.
No, I'm saying like you're just hanging out with good people, chilling.
Oh, yeah.
One of those. It was cool.
I hang out with terrible people. That's why I need alcohol. So that's why.
Yeah, well, I always invite you out. You never want to hang out, so go fuck yourself.
Oh, man. Wrestling has been crazy.
I want to say crazy. I would say...
We're on the road to WrestleMania now. WWE.
I would say kind of wild. Crazy is like when like people are dying left and right.
Yeah.
Well, wild is like, okay, yeah, now it's getting good. Like, this is, they're loosening up now. Like,
yeah, you know, everyone's talking about WWE, the PG era. It's been changing with, you know, obviously Becky Lynch, Charlotte. And definitely now it's definitely going to be different.
The man.
It's definitely going to be different with Fox moving over, or WWE SmackDown Live is moving to Fox October 4th. And definitely,
still got some time to go, but should be... A smooth, decent transition.
Yeah, they're hoping that the numbers that SmackDown does 1.5, almost 2 mil, will go to Fox's. It's really nothing that gives them that much ratings on a Friday night.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Fox lost a lot of their shit that they had going on. I think, like, Disney.
Oh, yeah?
Stuff, yeah, because Disney bought out a lot of the shit that Fox is doing.
Oh, I had no idea, man.
So all Fox has right now is Fox Sports and I think, like, Fox One.
Yeah.
Like that, so.
I don't even watch Fox Sports, man.
No, I know, me neither, but that's the reason why I think another reason why they're going there, because there's no other real like shows or anything like that they have to compete with on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like an open location for them to actually be there. Like, yeah, there's nothing. Oh, what are they showing there? Wrestling. People know exactly where to go now. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And we were talking earlier, you're saying that who's going to really watch it on a Friday night? People go out and party. But wrestling fans will stay home and watch wrestling match and be like, all right, after this, and it's only 2 hours on a Friday night. So it's 8 to 9 and then you're done. And you go out.
Yeah. Well, you said 2 hours. So 8 to 10.
8 to 10. Yeah, whatever. But I can't count.
Still, some people, you know, Friday nights is when they hang out. And it's going to be weird to fight with the fact that, like, hanging out with your peoples and shit like that versus staying in for 2 hours. It just depends.
Yeah.
You know? But I feel like, my bad to cut you off.
Okay.
It's going to be a test just to see how, like, devoted the fans are. Because I feel like there's more views, period, on Raw than SmackDown.
Oh, definitely Raw has way more, even though it's 3 hours long.
So we'll see how the crowd reacts to it being switched over to Friday.
Well, real quick, Monday is a really hard time for me to watch Raw, because even though I like watching Monday Night Raw, I also like watching Love and Hip Hop. So I gotta switch over to both channels. I need my other TV out here so I can watch both at the same time.
This guy is...
I love Love and Hip Hop, man.
All right. Yeah, you win that one. I have no energy to fight with you on that.
No
it's
judgment.
All you. Oh, no, I'm judging the fuck out of you, but I'm going to keep my comments to myself because then we're going to ramble for an hour.
It's all right, man. Don't hate. Hater's going to be a hater.
It's not hate when it's something that's genuinely trash, but hey, it's cool.
Oh, Love and Hip Hop is 100% trash.
Exactly.
But I like seeing, you know, hey, Cardi B wouldn't be anything without. No.
She would be.
Yeah, she was grinding on her own.
Her IG shit was on. That's why they put on it, because she was so popping on IG and shit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Cardi B did her own shit. Yeah, don't put right, Cardi in that shit. Don't put the Puerto Rican in there. Yeah, I see you, bro. My people do this shit on their own, all right?
I don't think she's Puerto Rican, bro. She just accepted her.
She is.
No, she's half Trinidadian and half
Puerto Rican.
Nah.
From the Bronx. If you're from the Bronx, Puerto Rican.
Instantly Puerto Rican.
Pretty sure she's Puerto Rican.
Nah, I don't think she is.
We're going to Google this shit right now.
Yeah, Cardi B is not a Puerto Rican. She's half Trinidadian and half something else.
You're just trying to claim the black side of her, bro. Stop trying to take everything from me.
Okay. I'm pretty sure.
30 years.
Well, he needs to be gone for 30 years.
Facts, bro.
Wait. I can't wait till he gets accepted into prison, the penitentiary.
All right, let's see. Cardi B.
What?
What?
No
is...
Puerto Rican. Cardi B ain't no Puerto Rican.
Cardi B. Let's see.
You got Bad Baby. She's Puerto Rican.
We got who?
Bad Baby. No, I just made that up.
Yeah. Bad.
She's definitely white.
Bad Baby. I don't know who that is.
That's a
all right, let's see girl here. She's definitely not Puerto Rican. That nah. White trash. let's see here. Does
on the wrestling of the handle, we also give you facts of nationalities of celebrities with it.
Yeah, because we always in the argue about the show. It just says here American. So all right. Puerto Rican. All right, yeah.
American.
If you're from the Bronx and this is American, you're Puerto Rican, goddammit.
Well, Fox is definitely going to be pushing a new type of a wave, no more PG stuff. It will not be the Attitude Era. It will definitely be a lot of cussing, a lot of anger, kind of a show less of the kid stuff because it is a Friday night. A lot of people, kids are about to go to sleep or whatever on the weekends.
Yeah, but it depends on the time, though. What time are they showing it?
It's going to be at 8, but like really kids are staying up that late.
On a Friday night, on the weekend? You think parents give a fuck about what time they go to sleep on a Friday?
I know mine did.
On a Friday?
Yeah, I didn't go to sleep 7 on a Friday.
You're crazy, bro.
Well, I'm Haitian. That's what we
are. Well, I'm Spanish, too, but like the only thing I had to like, I had to be home by a certain time period. But like I can stay up in my room as long as I wasn't making no much noise and like acting fool.
Nah, I had to be home. Nah, actually, you know, I used to sneak up. I was supposed to be I'm pretty sure my mom told me we have to be asleep at 7, but we did stay up later. We just did
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you just didn't make noise. As long as my dad went to sleep because he had to work the next day and we didn't wake him up, golden.
Yeah, as long as you're not setting the house on fire or you're not doing dumb stuff, they don't care.
No, never put the house on fire. Well, that's white people stuff.
Exactly. Oh, we can't wait for Bobby Lashley to go to WrestleMania with the Intercontinental Championship that he just won.
Yeah, that bullshit. Fucking Leo Rush.
I love Leo Rush and love Bobby Lashley. Bobby.
I mean, I get it. You know, you're holding it down for your homie.
Uh-huh. Sapase. He's not Haitian, but now he is.
Well, whatever he is. We know that that's your people's. You know, he's black.
Yeah.
You know, we know you love him because, like, oh, I'm in the fitness now. So, you know, we get it. It's cool.
Yo, man, I don't know what.
But
Bobby's 40 and he looks great.
Dude, yoked.
Yeah. I've never seen him chubby. You've never seen him out of shape. Some wrestlers you've seen out of shape change up a little bit. Even Roman, when he came back, he came a little smaller.
Yeah, but still, you got to think about it. All the chemotherapy and all that shit like that. And just the fact that he couldn't go as heavy and hard at the gym. He had to, recover.
No, I know.
So that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
But, what's it called? I lost my train of thought of that.
Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. Like that. I think him and Finn are going to fight again.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I mean, I know you said that there's a rumor going around.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
But I think if him and Finn do fight at WrestleMania, I think Finn might get the demon, turn demon on him.
Well, speaking of the demon, Demon Balor is actually, there's a rumor that it's going to be Demon Balor versus Undertaker. So two mythical phenoms are going to go against at WrestleMania.
Yeah, the problem is whenever the demon comes out, he doesn't lose.
Yeah. So he's definitely going to, supposedly, if he fights Undertaker, he has to win. Because his streak is over. Undertaker's streak is over. So Demon has to win.
Yeah, and Undertaker's lost at WrestleMania a couple times, though.
Twice.
A couple.
No, wait. No, once?
No, again, remember he lost against him in a... what was the last fight he had? He lost against Brock, who ended his streak.
That's one.
And then... he lost to Triple H because of
yeah, that was Crown Jewel though. That wasn't at WrestleMania. No,
he lost. Didn't he lose to Triple H individually with Shawn Michaels? Didn't they cheat to beat him?
Yeah, but that wasn't at WrestleMania. That was at Crown Jewels.
Oh, okay. Well, I know he has a blemish on his record.
Oh no, he had a pay per view before Crown Jewel, and then at Crown Jewel they lost. He didn't lose at WrestleMania though.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he had, after that he had to wrestle Bray Wyatt and then beat Bray Wyatt.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Makes sense. It's good to have The Undertaker every WrestleMania, but now I feel like we just have him as a background. Have him like as Sting or something like that in the background.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, he's getting old.
Mm-hmm. Like super old.
And he's like, he's so tall. Like you're a person of that stature and height, man. All of the workouts and stuff like that you do and all the physical activity and shit like that ends up taking a toll on you way faster than a smaller person. It's just physicality is it? You're gonna take a lot more bumps and so like it's gonna get worn out more too. Plus, you do a lot more of the heavy lifting and shit too during.
Yeah, I don't really think Undertaker's really gonna take too many bumps from any new guys. He'll probably do little spots and stuff like that, but it kind of like eliminates his
but because of his athleticism becoming more less and less, the stuff he used to be able to do, and the fact that he could sell a fall or a bump, it's starting to look super sloppy now. A big dude who's in his 50s is like 6'9".
He's older than that. Yeah. Well,
whatever. Well, like, whatever age
almost
he is.
60.
6'9", 6 something, falling to the ground and then having to get back up consistently. That shit takes a toll on your body, definitely. Bro.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, Chris Jericho and some other guys have been telling me, like, after a while, like, you do still feel it, but it's not the same because, like, you build, like, a callus. Like, you know, you play guitar for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a body callus. But he doesn't wrestle as much, so he doesn't have that callus build up anymore.
Yeah, no, I get it. Plus, he doesn't wrestle every week like he used to and shit like that every other week. He takes like, he wrestles like once a month at that even. Or if not, if he has something going on, it'll be for a couple weeks and then he's gone for a couple months.
Yeah.
So
we just need Taker to come back, scare someone, choke slam, lights turn off, and then we're done. That's all I want to see from him.
Or we need Taker to come back and be a backing to somebody. Like
somebody else?
Like, well, yeah, like something happens where, like, say somebody's getting jumped or some shit like that. Like, say if Demon Balor comes out to fight Bobby Lashley, just throwing this idea so people get what I'm saying, right? Ends up getting jumped by, like, Drew McIntyre and them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lights go dim. Light turn back on. Taker's there. Backs up Demon Balor.
You know, it would
because
be,
of the whole, you know what I mean? Like,
the phenomenon of the creatures.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. But you know what would be cool is, like, he helps out. Undertaker shows up like at the Tigertron and then the lights go back on and then all of a sudden Demon Balor just comes back alive and then they tag team and Demon Balor and Undertaker just beat up the guy.
But he'd have to be in Demon Balor already to do that because if he came out of regular Balor, you know how hard that'd be for them to do the whole thing? Painting and shit in like 10 seconds? It's crazy.
No, there's a lot of work.
Take a bunch of black paint splashing on his face and then run out the ring. You know, but
you know whose paint used to come off all the time?
Goldust.
Well, Goldust and Sting.
Yeah, Sting had that cheap-ass faint. Like, his shit would fall down from his forehead all the way down to, like, it'd only be a piece of white under his chin, and that never looked right.
It didn't look right. It's definitely some Party City makeup, but, you know, it was a different time back then.
Maybe he has a skin allergy to, like, the regular paint they use.
Maybe. No, I don't know.
Who knows, man? I remember he used to try to do the Ultimate Warrior paint too on his face a little bit.
Like, oh, he did do that first. Yeah, yeah. That was his original Sting character. Evolution is going to weird because they haven't talked about what they're going to do about it for next year. Seemed like someone asked Stephanie, like, what are you going to do about Women's Evolution? And she just kind of didn't answer the question and start talking about something else.
If they did it, they'd have to do it in a smaller venue. It's just facts.
Yeah.
You'd have to do it in a smaller. The place they rented out to do that place like that is huge. Like, I can see them packing out the old ECW place because it's a smaller, a tighter knit. Like packed in arena.
You talking about the one in Orlando?
The ECW, where they used to do all the wrestling for ECW at?
Oh, that's in Philly, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, a venue like that size, I can see them packing out for that.
Oh, definitely.
The other one, they had a whole stadium almost. Like, it was too big.
I don't remember if it was a stadium or, I don't know, it was a football stadium or a basketball stadium, but whatever. Unfortunately, because that's why it looks so intimate and so dark, because a lot of seats weren't there, so they had to like darken it. It made it look cool on a pay-per-view level. Like, it's on the network. I don't know why they wouldn't just keep doing that, because it felt new and natural and felt good.
And it's not one of those where you're going to put it on pay-per-view. Keep it on WWE the app.
Yeah, I think. Well,
WWE Live or the network. Just keep it on the network. Don't put it on pay-per-view. Keep it on the network because you'll have fans that will go to the network and watch it.
Yeah, like the Mae Young Classic. I don't watch that on TV or anything else. You watch it when it's on the network.
Yep.
And that was real quick. And they can take those girls they have in the Mae Young Classic and put them into this pay-per-view.
Yep.
Mae Young Classic and the girls from UK. Just bring two or three.
Which they need to bring a couple of those girls from UK, like we keep saying, over to the main roster, because there's nothing really going for SmackDown now, women-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're trying to push Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville with Asuka and stuff like that, but it's not the same kick. I mean,
yeah, people are mad on the internet about Summer Rae. I would keep calling her Summer Rae.
Sonya Deville?
Yeah.
And why would they mad at her?
They don't think she deserves a push. Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose. They're kind of upset about her push. They don't think she deserves it.
Some people do. Some people don't. I mean, just, you're going to have both biases on who deserves it and who doesn't. You know what I mean? But give her a push. I mean, they have no choice to give her a push. Who else are they going to push on SmackDown?
Mandy Rose. Not Mandy Rose. Alexa Fox. Naomi.
Alexa Fox is washed.
She's not washed.
Naomi is
Jey Uso's wife.
she had her little run with Mandy Rose, and then she hasn't been back since.
Yeah, that storyline was garbage, though.
Exactly, and it was her trying to make the storyline with that, like that little storyline was garbage. So they got to find somewhere else to put her.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Naomi and Asuka should have great matches together. They're athletic wise, they're good. You know, Mandy Rose is good too. I'm kind of bored of it, but
I think athleticism wise, I think Asuka. It's too grapple, like too handsy in transitions and stuff like that. I think she's way smoother when it comes to like putting people in like submission holds and stuff like that, or like grappling. Mm-hmm. I think she's smoother. And Naomi has a good around the ring presence.
Yes.
Where she can like run around, do all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to what Asuka's good at, mm-hmm. Naomi can't keep up at all. Like it's almost like Asuka has to like carry her and baby her through the process.
I hear what you're saying, but I think Asuka has to do that with most female wrestlers. But Mandy and Naomi, I think she's athletic, and I think all of her matches are seem pretty good. They don't get the same shine that other matches get.
Oh yeah,
she's a little faster and stronger than most girls too. So like,
talking about kinda, Naomi.
Naomi, yeah. So she gets kind of like, she does her job.
Yeah.
So she doesn't really get that much shine. Speaking of someone that got smushed, Dana Brooks on Monday Night Raw
destroyed.
Yeah, Ronda didn't even let her get a word in, bro.
Man, that man, my hood, my street intuition's coming out, but that hoe got whooped.
I saw that kid coming a mile away. I was like,
she's like, well, I'm here to defend the women. Pat, KO. It was like, damn, she abused her in the ring.
Yeah,
and slapped the ref, walked out. So it's almost like she like came in, shut that shit down, mic drop, walked out.
And she said, when she was about to give the armbar. So she's like, you want the armbar? Well, pay $55 on pay-per-view and let it down. It's like, oh, that was actually pretty cool, because yeah, that's what the prices are. If you don't have the network, it's $10 if you have the network, guys.
Yeah.
Just sign up for it. It's easy.
I honestly think that Ronda's already tired of doing wrestling.
I don't think she is. I think that's her gimmick.
I honestly, dude, Ronda's never had to be a part of anything like this, where she has to kind of like, not fake, but like play a character and do all this shit like that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she's not an actress.
Yeah, she's not a her whole like do nothing bitch or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she feels like she's starting to play that role when it comes to the wrestling shit.
Because she does have technically a boss now.
Exactly.
Now that she didn't she's have never a boss really
had
in the
like, even though she had to answer at Dana White, but like that's just, hey, sign this fight, cool, done.
Facts. But, she has to really actually sell stuff, do things. And she did get booed out in her own hometown. So
yeah, because she couldn't fucking talk on the mic. She's like, oh, I got tongue-tied. Oh, you got me. Like, you can't.
Oh, it's hard, bro.
Yeah, and then they had to fucking rush Bailey out there to fight her. And then, you know, Bailey lost, but gave her a good run.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just sad. Yeah, well, like, her mic game is sad. And the fact that I called that she's going to turn heel,
mm-hmm.
now she's just pretty much going to be, like, angry all the time. And it's going to. What? Like, so, cool. Okay, so she has the martial arts background and stuff like that in there. So people think she's a bully. But if somebody really wanted to, like, all right, so if Nia Jax really wanted to hurt her, all she had to do is just lay on her. Or, like, slam her. Not even lay on her. Like, put all her body weight on her. Where is she going?
Yeah, there's weight classes for a reason. They do say that. Even though she's a tough, tough lady, there's a weight class for a reason. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If she just Nia Jax speared her, it's going to be a game changer. Granted, I know, you know, Ronda's taking plenty of fists and kicks to the face and stuff mm-hmm. like that. She's fought, she's knocked out, whatever the case may be. But like, still, like, they're pushing her as like this big bully.
The whole Brock Lesnar.
Like I told you, effect. And yeah, it's gonna ruin everything, because it's gonna get to a point where she's not gonna want to do this shit. You can see like she's already like slightly getting tired
mm-hmm.
of the role that they had her playing. So that's why she went with like the bad guy role.
I hear you,
but I feel like she's gonna get tired of that shit soon.
I don't think she really came to WWE thinking that this was going to be a 5-year plan. I think she just came like, hey, I'm going to do this and do whatever I want to do for a couple of years, and then she's going to bail out. I think after WrestleMania, supposedly she's not going to renew her contract and drop the belt and let somebody else take their shine.
You think so? You think she's only doing it for the year and then dropping?
Maybe another year or two, because she doesn't want to have a family. She's getting a little older, so she doesn't want to be on the road. She's been on the road her whole life, if you think about it.
No, literally. Not necessarily, but
no,
I mean,
bro. Since she's
been with her family the whole time. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she was training. Dude, her mom would put her in an arm bar when she's sleeping.
Yeah, to make her get out of it because of the wrestling.
And she would. So, like,
yeah, it's just training.
Yeah, she's been training her whole life, so she's done. Saudi Arabia, you know, that crown jewel fart fest.
That shit show of a fiasco we saw.
Yeah, that pay-per-view are actually looking like, I thought there were going to be no women there, but they did have the commentator, what's her name? Renee Young there. So that was cool to have her there. But because of the pushback they've got from all the wrestlers, they're actually thinking about really having a women's match in Saudi Arabia for like, this is like the first time ever.
No, I get that, but I'm just curious as to how far people can throw shit towards the ring. No, I'm serious, because
people will go crazy.
They're serious about that stuff over there. So if they have an understanding about that, yeah, it's still a big risk, but if they can do that, that's going to break a lot of, how do you say it?
Stereotypes.
That, and like, you know, just the whole problems, like, oh, you know, if people have issues with that when it comes to their religion and stuff like that too, like, what's the, you know what I mean? Like, there's a woman out here who's not covered up. What's going on? You know what I mean? Like, people will take that. Some people may take that seriously. I'm not the one to safety, speak on it, but like, I feel like they're safety. Granted, I might be thinking about the wrong shit and maybe have the whole thing mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about something else on that. Like maybe this isn't the right place I'm thinking of. I don't know, but still, if there was an issue last year with Renee and she had to have all her arms covered up and shit like that and had to have pretty much the garm on, but when she was announcing, she didn't have to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Might be an issue with some of the stuff these girls wear when they're out there wrestling and stuff. So it's going to be a lot of women attire. It's going to be a lot of like changing it up to conform to what they have going on. All that just for a buck. I mean, it's cool. If they're cool doing it, fine. So be it. But I don't see Becky Lynch going over there, Charlotte Flair, like the big names going over there. It's going to be like a lower end.
I would think they have Nia Jax and Tamina, because like if you in their normal wrestling clothes, they are pretty, you know, covered up. They really don't show any skin. That's what I'm saying. Probably them.
But see, I don't think that'd be an entertaining match.
Yeah,
you're going to have the traditional two who just like to beat up and bully everybody versus the ragdolls. I don't think dudes want to see, those dudes there, like I don't think they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
That weird show of power that they're showing in the ring. You get what I mean? Like, it's going to be a tricky slope, but I think they can pull it off. Mm-hmm. But
I think they'll probably do that with Nia versus someone else, but they would have to be just as clothed, and that person wouldn't win. It would probably be the women win, and it would be a quick match.
So yeah, just be to be like, hey, look, we did it. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, speaking of that, Shane McMahon going to be probably his last time at WrestleMania versus The Miz.
I think he's bowing out finally from wrestling.
Yeah, him going his heel run made sense. Finally made sense from the crown jewel, because they ended up winning the cup together.
A co thing, because I think the Miz got hurt and couldn't wrestle or some shit like
that. Yeah, he faked his injury so Shane McMahon would get some
stage time.
Yeah, and now they're supposed to be like, oh, they're going to be a team. But, you know, Shane's like, I'm tired of people trying to screw me over and try to take advantage of me. Now I'm going to beat the Miz at WrestleMania. So we're definitely going to see a coast-to-coast. That's going to be dope to see.
I think that the Miz is going to win.
Why do you say that?
Because if Shane McMahon is trying to stop wrestling, every time Shane McMahon has stopped wrestling or something like that, he kind of lost his last match, or he's had something where like they jump him, some weird shit where he ends up like bowing out for some reason.
Well, that's old school wrestling rule. Like, you never really win your last match when you're about to retire or leave for a little bit. You kind of, someone bows you out. Speaking of that, Kurt Angle is going to get retired.
I don't think he's going to get retired the way we're thinking about it, though.
You think what? He won't get a match?
I think he's saying he's going to fight his last match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to end up winning it.
I don't know, because I think it would make...
Who is he fighting?
They haven't said yet, but it makes sense for John Cena, because John Cena was his debut and should be his... it's a little good for John and Kurt to have that little, like... not bromance, but kind of like respect of a career.
Because didn't John Cena beat him? I mean, Kurt Angle beat him in his first match, right?
No, Cena won his first match against Kurt.
Nah, I don't know.
It's his debut.
Oh, yeah, true. And then you haven't seen John Cena at WrestleMania in a couple.
Yeah,
last one, he was there. Actually, last
pay-per-view was a...
No, last WrestleMania he was there. He did that match with... Did he do a match with Bobby Lashley when he drove last year? Just came back when it was Bobby Lashley and him versus the...
I don't even remember, man.
I don't know. Oh,
I feel bad. I'm a terrible wrestling fan. I haven't seen
John Cena in a while, too. So I don't know if John Cena will be the guy that come back. It's got to be somebody that that's close and like personal with him.
Well, who do you want to see retire Kurt Angle?
I honestly don't care. Really? Who retires him, just for the simple fact that...
That's going to be a legend, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm also kind of annoyed at the fact that he's running around the ring like a stick figure, like tight. He's hurt, man. Not even the fact that he's hurt. He's just so old. And, like, his muscles are, like, he's just so tight.
But, I mean, he's old, and he's working through injuries, like a mountain of injuries. Like, his neck broke twice. He is very stiff. It does seem like he has to work a little harder and different, but still in great shape, though.
Yeah. Dude's still in great shape. I mean, he was a wrestler and all that shit like that. So, I mean, he's going to have a lot of physical attributes and shit.
Yeah, well, I want to see someone retire.
Who do I want to see retire him?
That's a good question.
All right, here, quick question to the fans. Who would you guys like to see retire Kurt Angle? Put that in the comments below. We'll shout you guys out in the next podcast to see what you guys said and what your answers were. Put that down in the comments.
Exactly. I should all say Cena. But moving forward
from
that.
Don't be persuaded by what the fuck Ronald says. Okay?
You should.
No. Just make your own choice, okay? Live your life, guys.
Nah.
Live your life, okay? Yeah, we're not soothsayers. We're not. This ain't a cult, okay? This ain't an R. Kelly thing, okay? Do what you want. Put whatever comments in the bottom you feel that on who's going to retire Kurt Angle.
Cena. Moving
That's
on.
That's your choice.
It is my choice and should be everyone else's choice.
I think my choice will probably be McIntyre got a match on a...
McIntyre doesn't have a match, I don't think. Roman and Corbin have a match. They might scrap that, actually.
Oh, why? Because of Roman when... the last thing when McIntyre came out and started beating the shit out of him?
Well, then I think he actually going to take some time off to do some more movie stuff. Here's another movie coming out.
Roman?
Yeah, so he might not be there.
But apparently they said he was going to have a match at WrestleMania, though. It wasn't going to be one of the highlights, but it was going to be like one of those like...
Mid-card?
Mid-card, like, yeah, with him and like... But main card is... He can't have main card because Seth Rollins, and it's already decided.
Yeah, well, the main event is Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte. And then right before that, it should be Seth and Brock.
Well, they still haven't decided on which one's going to go which order.
No, I think it's...
They keep changing it on the... they say on the card, like on the... what's it called? The card. Every time they post it and announce it, it keeps going back and forth to keep the crowd in suspense on who's going to actually close the... Well, I've seen a couple different cards saying it's going to be...
Really?
Flipped back and forth. And this is like other people posting and like saying their thoughts on it. But they're saying that they're getting it from like legit sources. So, but I don't care. I mean, honestly, I don't care if the three-way match... closes it.
I think it should definitely give it a new start.
Should.
Why?
I'm saying in a sense, like I'm not saying I think it should, but I think if it does, cool. Either way, we're still gonna have a good match. But I'm just tired of the fact that all right. There's two belts on the line, right?
Yeah.
You got Ronda's belt. You have. Both Raw belts are on the line. Asuka's belt's not on the line yet.
But it will be at WrestleMania. Why wouldn't it be?
She has nobody to fight yet.
Yeah, but that's another thing that's been pissing me off about that title. Like, it's a heavyweight title and no one cares about it. They put it on Asuka and like no one cares.
Yeah, because I think another reason why they gave it to Asuka, like, oh, cool, the fans want it for Asuka. Like, all right, cool, we'll give it to Asuka. We'll put that in the back burner for a little bit, and we'll keep building up this WWE and Ronda shit because that's where all our stuff's at. So when we take all the heavy hitters, show what the fuck we got going on in the women's division.
Mm-hmm.
Now who's she gonna fight? Right?
You're right.
So I don't think Asuka's gonna defend it at WrestleMania, and if she does, it's probably gonna be a bullshit match. Somebody's gonna like cheat. They're gonna win. I think it might be another three-way match. They might put Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, and Asuka in a match. I think Asuka's gonna win.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, I think that if the girls headline WrestleMania, fantastic.
Yeah.
I think the bigger match, though, is still going to be Seth Rollins versus Brock because it's the whole nostalgia of this man's been champion for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to see him as champion anymore. Can Seth finally slay the beast and blah, 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 and this and that. Regardless of the fact of what the girls are doing, I love the hype behind their match.
Mm-hmm.
There's still more hype because there's still more time developed in the match.
It was 3 weeks into WrestleMania, so
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they still have a decision to make on who's going to close what. But if they're going to do WrestleMania and have the girls close, I'm cool with it. I have no issues.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think they deserve it? Yeah, but do I think Seth deserves just as much too? Yeah, because he's literally been holding up Raw the whole time by himself.
I feel the opposite of that.
While Brock Lesnar's been gone?
Well, he's definitely hold down Raw, but I think Ronda's actually been holding out Raw Well, since she's got up there.
The women's division she's been holding up.
Okay, on Raw. Yeah, on you're Raw. Right.
And Seth has been holding up the whole men's division on Raw. You had other talent on Raw that can help out and carry her and shit like that. You got Sasha and Bayley, Naomi. You have good women talent there. It's a big roster there of good women talent. Seth has been holding it down, fighting every single week, nonstop. He has a match on every ticket. There's been weeks where Ronda hasn't fought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's been in the division longer. He's been wrestling longer than Ronda. So to just skip him to the side again and not give him the main event after he's been blood, sweat, and tears in this thing, I don't think that's cool. And it has nothing to do with male or female or sexism or any of that kind of bullshit. People want to like start, oh my God, do you guys just hate women? No, none at all. Who has more time in the game?
Mm-hmm.
Who's been putting in more work for the company? Give it to whoever actually really deserves it.
All that means nothing.
What I know time, that.
Because a lot of people will come up 3 years and be like better than most people and just get a bigger shine, bigger stuff like that. And the reason why I feel Ronda and Becky and Charlotte should get the main event, because if you're going to build up this whole year, this whole wrestling season, whatever you want to say, you've risen to say that finally we're giving women a chance. You had the first pay-per-view of Evolution. You had the second year of the Mae Young Classic that was really dope. You've had this resurgence of like, hey, superstars, and they happen to be female, and they don't have to do stupid, sexy stuff to get more attention. So it wouldn't make any sense for them not to have this whole like, we want women, we pushing women, 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 and then they get but the
you,
main event.
But you do know that they do co-main events, right?
It's not the same. It's not.
But they've had several for like the last like 5-6 years. They've had co-main events.
They're not really co-main events.
That's how they call it, though. But yeah, it's but not an issue if you say. It's still saying that you headline WrestleMania because there's co-headliners. It's just like saying if you're doing a comedy show and you look at the roster and you're like, yo, both these dudes are fucking hilarious. I can see why they put them as co-headliner. I wouldn't be able to decide.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just talking about for the show aspect of itself. You have to have them make it main event. I'm thinking of either advertising,
way,
yeah.
Yeah, but either way, people are going to stay and watch the fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Both of them. Either one's going to stay throughout the whole thing. Nobody's going to walk out after the girls' match and be like, all right, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
Because there's so much nostalgia built up with the fact that Brock Lesnar needs to fucking wrestle.
And lose that title. And
lose that fucking title.
People 5 years,
fucking hate
man.
Him. Yeah, people fucking hate him
more
than they hate Ronda right now. Because
that's business, heel. Man.
I know that's business, but who's going to give you more business? The fact that Brock lost the belt or just a three-way match with the girls that have been picking it up lately?
I don't know. Because well, we always obviously kind of pretty much
have some people are going to say women have been picking it up.
Yeah, they have.
That's what I'm saying. Like, stepping up their game, which they have.
All three of the biggest wrestling superstars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you have the two biggest male superstars right now. One of them so happens to be an asshole. The other one is Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I hear you.
It's either way you're going to win, whoever you put. Either way, you're still going to win. You're still going to get views if you put the girls first or the girls second. Doesn't matter which order you put them in. Doesn't matter. Still going to get the views. But I feel to give them that still feeling of a headliner, even though it's co-headliner, you need to give it to Seth.
I don't agree with that, but I hear you, brother. We move on to the Uso Penitentiary.
Usos versus the Hardys, boy.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That's to see. And Matt looks great, man. He left fat and just, like, looked miserable.
Yep.
But now he's, like, in great shape, and it's going to be – he actually him and his brother look like they haven't missed a beat. They're just perfect together.
Jeff looks like he hasn't missed a beat. Matt has not been doing no crazy like antics like he used to do, like high flying and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But he looks slightly stiff still, but he looks good though still, like coming back. Like he looks better than he did the last time.
Yeah, because his back was like fusing to
That's
like,
what I'm saying, yeah. He looks way better now than he did before.
And he lost weight, man. Looks he's in shape, yeah.
Yep, and sure
that,
did.
That happened to Ric Flair, too. He had a back injury and then lost a lot of weight and then was able to be more fluent in the match. And that's what I think was going on with Matt. But the Uso Penitentiary, it took a while for me to catch on to it.
I like it. I've always liked it.
It's cool. I didn't like it at first because I was thinking, like, all right, I've already seen Crime Time, 3-minute beatdown or whatever the group was. I've seen that type of gimmick, so I didn't really like it. And I've enjoyed their Uso Dance Samoan. But I also see why they stopped doing that because it takes a lot of time to keep doing that. So in this ad time, we're in a time where ad time really matters. But I enjoyed the Uso dance.
That, but you got to think about it too. Apparently, from what they say, them out the ring and stuff like that, they're very hood dudes.
Oh yeah,
that's just the slang they talk. It's just how they that's how they are. Mm. Not in a bad way, but they do have like I have hood tendencies, which ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. but it's them.
Yeah.
What better way to have them have fun and seem completely natural on stage and make it seem like they're actually living the character than to let them be themselves?
Yeah.
And it's working. I like the Uso Penitentiary.
When I went to wrestling school, the guy told me, for your character, you don't want to be a dick, like, if that's not who you are. But you do want to amp up whoever you are 10 times. So if you're a nice guy, be a 10-time nicer, like, you know, a heel or a face or something like that.
Yeah.
So if that's who the Usos are, they, well, they're obviously not, like, criminals, but, like, you know, they're hood dudes and the penitentiary thing. It works for them. There's obviously selling tickets. I just enjoy the dance. I thought it was more cool.
Yeah, it was like an homage almost to like Rikishi and stuff back in the day because that's the family.
Yeah, so it was always cool, but I could definitely see why they don't do it anymore. And, you know, it is what it is. And they were right back to being on fire. Great matches with the Besties, the Bar.
Right now, right?
Yeah, they're the best tag team I was in history.
They have – it's
the Usos are definitely top 10.
Yeah, and they're brothers. Their chemistry is amazing. It's A1. You can't knock the fact that them being in their own comfort zone makes them so much more enjoyable to watch and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You can't knock it. I mean, them having fun is just, them being who they are is great.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank. Them being who they are, and that's them. So let them enjoy it. You know, they're killing it.
And they were like not the first, but like before New Day became a tag team, Usos were that type of tag team where they were a little bit more gimmishy. The kids love them, but now them doing the penitentiary thing, they can go heel or face and look more of a believable tag team instead of like, oh, it's marketing dollars.
I wouldn't even say the fact that they heel or face. I would say that they're just their own, almost like not Steve Austin, but like, we're going to do us. Let us be. We're not good or bad. Just don't, we don't fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
We keep to us. You know what I mean? Family home. You know what I mean?
All right. I see that. Family, speaking of New Day and the family, New Day is getting beat up with Kingston or the leader. I think he's a leader of New Day. Is there a leader?
I wouldn't say that.
Well,
I mean, he's the biggest name in that group, but I wouldn't say it's like a
and long. Yeah, he's been there for 11 years.
Yeah.
And he's going to get beat up at next week on SmackDown Tuesday, the gauntlet match.
I wouldn't say beat up, bro. Honestly, I think he's going to win the gauntlet.
I hope so. Just to get a chance.
Give him a shot, man. I mean, I'm not saying people want him to win just to win and all that bullshit, but like, give him a run. This man has literally been there for the longest time and hasn't gotten a fucking opportunity, and he's done everything, doesn't miss a match.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always there, and he's always 110% committing and shit like that. You never see any bullshit from him, no flop, nothing. Give him a shot.
And he's made WrestleMania, or not WrestleMania, Royal Rumble exciting for the last, I don't know, since he's been in it. With his amazing saves, every year you always expected him to do something different, and he does. So he needs to get a push. And the gauntlet match is going to be between Samoa Joe, Randy, The Bar, and Rowan.
Daniel Bryan in it too?
No. Whoever wins this gets to wrestle him at WrestleMania.
You know, I think that if Daniel Bryan comes out with Rowan at the end of it, they're going to screw him over like that, and then something's going to happen where Vince McMahon's going to have no choice but to be like, all right, he's going to get disqualified.
Yeah, because you have to, like I said, WrestleMania is in 3 weeks, so you got to push it. So keep making Kingston look not soft, but keep beating him down, beating him down like they did Daniel Bryan.
The underdog.
Yeah, make him the underdog. Make him, and then that's what they did Daniel Bryan. So eventually when he won his championship at WrestleMania, he had the yes movement. So they're definitely pushing Kingston to look like a underdog and keep beating him up, keep beating him up. So when he gets that chance, oh, it's going to be such a big pop.
Oh, it's going to be a dope pop, though. Yeah. That's the thing.
How long do you think
so many people are pushing for him and have his back, and they're like...
Yeah, man. Definitely having his back. The fans are loving Kingston. They'll watch a different match and be like, oh, Kingston. Yeah. They love him. They can't wait to get him up. This Friday, we'll cut that part out. Yeah, but it's definitely going to be dope to see Kingston win the WWE title. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments. This is Wrestling Off Your Handle. I'm your guy, Renal Preville. You can find me on everything at Hey, It's Renal. ITS Renald.
You can find me at Randy V Comedy on YouTube. You can find me on Randy V Comedy on Instagram, Facebook, Randy Vega. Follow your boy.
Mm. Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. Please like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Thank you. listen to the podcast. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you.